This is World Report. Good morning. I'm Marcia Young. Industrial pollution near Grassy Narrows First Nation could be getting more dangerous over time. In the 1960s and 70s, mercury was dumped into the river near the northwestern Ontario First Nation. Now researchers have discovered discharge from a paper mill in that same river. As Philip Lee-Shannock tells us, the researchers say these two things could be mixing to create an even more toxic compound.
From 1962 to 1975, 9,000 kilograms of mercury were dumped into the English Wabagoon River system. Western University biology professor Brian Branfaroon says it's combining with industrial waste from an existing paper mill to make something even worse, methyl mercury.
Other forms of mercury don't accumulate as strongly as methyl mercury. It builds up to high levels in organisms, presenting that greater risk.
He says the paper mill in Dryden, about a 2 hours drive away from the Grassy Narrows First Nation, is the likely source of the wastewater. Branfaroon says very small amounts of these pollutants can combine to create huge amounts of toxic methyl mercury.
For the people in Grassy Narrows, the accumulation of methyl mercury in the human body causes neuromuscular problems and can also lead to death.
He says toxins accumulate in fish and then in the bodies of people who consume the fish. Rudy Turtle is chief of the Grassy Narrows First Nation near the Ontario-Manitoba border.
Most of the farmers, obviously, they continue to eat the fish. It's something they've done for hundreds of years.
He'd like to see the mill shut down and the river system cleaned up. The federal government says it's helping the community. Back in 2017, it promised to build a mercury care center to help those impacted by the environmental disaster. About $60 million was announced in the recent budget for construction to begin this summer. Philip Lee-Shannock, CBC News, Toronto.